Anything worthwhile in life comes with a price tag. To become an excellent student, that will require that you pay attention and many hours of studying. To build a prosperous career, that will require hard work. To become an exceptional athlete, you're going to need to do your exercise. To build a great family, you're going to have to work on those relationships. To become an exemplary Christian, you'll have to be spiritually disciplined. And if you want to have long-term success in any of those areas, you're going to need to take care of your health. But sadly, many people don't take proper care of their health, and they end up shortchanging themselves and their loved ones. But the Bible has plenty to tell us about taking care of our health. The Bible talks about exercise, nourishment, even checkups. But more importantly, the Bible teaches us that our bodies are sacred and that they are temples of God's Holy Spirit. Luke tells us that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. That is, that he grew in knowledge and in health, that he grew in knowledge and physically. If we're going to grow in stature, if we're going to grow in health, we probably need to start doing age-appropriate exercises. Studies show that people who exercise live healthier, longer, and even happier lives. Not to mention that exercise is good for weight loss, for your muscles, your bones, it reduces chronic disease, and it also reduces stress. So let me ask you a question. Why would you not exercise? Growing in stature or keeping your health will also require that you eat healthy or eat sensibly. The long-term consequences of not eating healthy are too numerous to list. Some of the more serious consequences include sleeping disorders, heart disease, strokes, diabetes, hypoglycemia, and even cancer. On the other hand, eating healthy offers physical and mental benefits that last a lifetime. Another thing that you're going to need to do to grow in stature or to keep your health is have an annual physical. The number one reason people have for avoiding annual checkups has to be fear. They're afraid that if the doctor examines them, they'll find something wrong with them. I always say, doctors cannot find something unless it already exists. And I also say that the things you ignore never get better. Many illnesses and disease are medically preventable and can be easily treated if caught early. An annual checkup is a wise thing to do. And the earlier in life you start having an annual checkup, the better off you'll be. And finally, if you want to grow in physical health and stature, you need to be spiritually disciplined. There are many physical consequences to being spiritually deficient. Stress, anxiety, sadness not only impact our lives emotionally, they also have a terrible impact on our physical being. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, Solomon wrote, A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Being spiritually disciplined by praying and reading God's word will go a long way in keeping you physically healthy.